Good afternoon, Durand High School. My name is Mark Stice, and I want to welcome you to the Reese Puffer competition here at Rockford High School. I'll be evaluating you on your music performance on the field. Hope that my comments are helpful as you continue to work and refine your show.
Please welcome the Durand Marching Railroaders. Your show is entitled Contagion. MCBA is proud to present in performance field commanders Nick Mazera, Michael Inayosa, and Simon Salaya, and the Durand Marching Railroaders.
Durand, here we go. I'll probably take a little bit of time to sample woodwinds, brass, and percussion before I start making some comments.
In other news, reports of a new virus strain are cropping up all around the upper Midwest. More on this as it develops.
Okay, some good timing in the mallets. We want to make sure that it's got some musical direction to it instead of just being stagnant. So we could vary some dynamics there to take that musical level up just a little bit more. Show us more, a little bit more of that musicality there. Okay, some good consistent sound within the clarinets. Want to make sure everybody's contributing, though. Now, there we go. Now, drumline. So you got this great feature moment. When we get a little bit excited with those accents, then especially when we start using the elbow, we're not all getting to the drum head at the same time. So instead of getting got, we get flat, flat, flat. So make sure that we're not over extending the stick heights compared to our neighbors. Okay, nice crescendo at the end. Make sure that we're thinking about a good, consistent sound as we're moving into that set. Okay, we're just playing some long, sustained pitches at that point, trumpets. And we allowed ourselves to breathe at inappropriate times within the context of the entire line. And so we got some gaps in the sound as a result.
The CDC has elevated the threat level of this contagion to critical. To avoid the spread of this disease, take all precautions.
Yeah, I think we can even shape that just a little bit more there, front ensemble, to get that effect a little bit more. But I hear the approach and the intent is there, but is it really selling as much as what we're hoping? That's got to be the question that we need to ask ourselves. French horns give me a good consistent sound between instrument. That's nice between each player. Yeah, flutes, one of the things, and this might be something that you want to address with your visual staff. We're a little over-rotated right there, so it's kind of pinching off the windstream to get a nice, consistent, beautiful flute tone quality at that moment. Clarinets, it was pretty consistent, but we didn't have our torso turned as far. It's kind of tough when you're having to kind of over-rotate that. Maybe you want to look into a backwards marching approach in that move so that we can get a better breath support there, so that we don't close ourselves off. Okay, nice big moment there, hearing a good balance between the trumpets and the mellophones. Yeah, I appreciate the vibrato. Let's try even using a little bit more breaths of vibrato instead of the jaw. It gets a little shaky when we do that, but you know, it's a great way to warm that sound up. Okay, now trumpet's good release together. Let's make sure that we're all thinking about the balance within this section of that chord. All right, basses. Okay, so yeah, bass is just nice job. A little bit of rushing on the inner drums when we're going drum to drum, so just make sure that we're thinking about locking that tempo in. And then especially like when we're resting, non-playing hand tends to drift away from the drum, so then we have a further approach to get to the drum head. Saxes control the tone quality, especially when we start to crescendo there. We start to get a little bright with the sound. Yeah, so tenor drums, here's a great opportunity for you to feature yourselves without having to go above and beyond, right? So stick tips at times, not very consistent from player to player. We're getting them up kind of shoulder height, right? But the accent, see, like right here where you're playing real sensitive like that, the accent can come through without having to go above and beyond to then overpower the drum. We can lose where our... playing position is, and then we can also lose the timing from player to player, which tends to happen when we're getting really big stick heights like that. So make sure that we're just taking those small details and refining them up a little bit. Tita teta tita. Yeah, don't let the L syllable come into the articulation there. Okay, but trombones appreciate the tone quality that you're given here on these repetitive notes without letting it become overblasty. Yeah, so think about the end of the phrases also. Okay, so right there was a great moment where everybody's given good full sound, good contribution on the move there, but then we started getting close to the end of that. We started projecting the fact that there was something else visually and musically coming up, and so the end of that phrase started to taper down just a little bit. So think about where those arrival points are at. So right there, again, as we're getting building the intensity musically, then we tend to lose where the release points are at. So right there, even coming into this last set, that we had a little bit of a miss on where the release was at. Okay, so when the individuals hang over like that, it's just like takes that moment just away from us a little bit. So make sure that we're staying good and focused all the way to the release of the note. So, okay, Duran, so I want you to continue to work on the consistency as individuals. Make sure that everybody's contributing. Again, as I mentioned, we had a few people out there that still, you know, the demand of the music was a little bit above them. Drumline, we've got a good approach to our book. There's some nice demand that I could hear throughout it that I think that you're getting up to the level of. Let's just make sure that we're staying consistent with that, and especially, you know, player to player, and making sure that we're, you know, refining the stick heights. Appreciate the fact that you know, we're matching tone qualities within the ensemble. Just again, that consistency is going to be able to you know, take us up a higher level if we keep that consistently throughout the entire performance, and not just those moments where it's like, okay, we really got this. Those moments that were you know, a little bit more demanding are the parts where you got to really make sure that everybody's locked in on it, so that that demand doesn't sound like it's hard. Okay, when it is hard and it sounds like it's hard, then we understand. Okay, they're still working on that. But if it's that hard moment and you make it sound like it's easy, then that's going to show us that you've mastered that. So again, hope my comments have been helpful, and best of luck to you on the rest of the season.